an episode of Light the Lamp. I'm Alexis Downey here, and it's been an exciting week for this Anaheim Ducks organization as Roger McQueen was signed to an amateur tryout with the San Diego Gulls. The 10th overall selection in the 2025 draft by Anaheim joins us now. Roger, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
How's it been going since you made the travel day yesterday to San Diego?
Yeah, it was good. It was a long flight, but I'm happy to be here, and guys have been great. Super welcoming. And yeah, I had my first practice today and it was good. So
what was that practice like? Did just kind of getting your feet under you?
Yeah, it was really quick. They played last night and we played tomorrow. So it was really quick. It was like 20 minutes, but I stayed out for a bit and kind of figured out some of the systems and yeah, just kind of put a sweat on and yeah, got my feet under me.
Awesome. Well, we'll get into that in just a little bit, but I want to go back to signing, you know, for this tryout and everything, and just kind of where your conversations were at with the Ducks leading up to this.
Yeah, obviously it was a talk for a while, and we just kind of ended up deciding that this would be what was best for me, and being able to come here is awesome. And yeah, like I said, they've been so good about it, and I'm just super excited. But yeah, it was just a lot of talk on kind of this in Providence being that 1 year to kind of put some systems in place and help me out. And I think they did a really good job of that. And now I'm here and excited.
What's the excitement level for you then? I mean, now that you're here, is it more real?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like one of those things once you always think about it. And then once you get there, it kind of comes into real play. So yeah, I'm pumped to play tomorrow, and I'm super excited to try and get on a playoff run with the guys here. So yeah.
Yeah, the Gulls sitting in that playoff position. But let's go back to your year at Providence. It was a big year for you, earning, you know, Hockey East Rookie of the Year honors. The team wins the regular season title as well. What was it like transitioning from the WHL to NCAA hockey?
Yeah, it was a big step for sure. I think just like obviously the age and the pace and the weight on guys. I mean, there's playing against guys that are 25 now, 24 versus usually you get like the 18, 19, 20 year olds or the old guys in the WHL. So that was a huge step. And I think the biggest thing was just like that one last second to make a play. And you just got a little bit less time, a little bit less space. But yeah, I think it took a while, I would say, for sure, a couple games to get used to. And then once I got my feet under myself, I think stuff went pretty good. And yeah, we had a great year. We had a great group of guys, great coaching staff, and kind of clicked in the second half. And yeah, it was good.
How was it transitioning also having a school schedule along with the games?
Yeah, that was interesting. That was probably one of the tougher parts, but it kept your day filled a bit. So that was nice. You kind of always had something to do. And my classes weren't anything too crazy hard, so that was good. But no, it was nice to meet new people and walk around campus and talk to some other faces than the hockey guys and people around that. So you get to talk about other stuff. So I enjoyed it. And I thought it was a good change.
What was the biggest thing that you learned in this past year at Providence?
I would say Coach Nate really helped me defensively, just like learning how to be a 200-foot player and being able to cover the whole sheet. Instead of kind of thinking offensively, he taught me the defensive side of the game, which is what I really needed. So that would probably be the biggest thing.
When your team surprised you with your Rookie of the Year honors after practice, can you talk about that moment?
Yeah, 100%. I thought it was for the Friars. I had no idea it was like for the Hockey East. I didn't even know that thing was going on. I didn't know I was in the running or anything about it. So I had no idea what was going on. But yeah, I mean, that's the guys on our team. They're awesome guys. I mean, we hung out every day with anyone on the team could hang out with anyone, which was nice. And that was probably why we were so good and came together so close. But yeah, the guys were awesome there. And obviously, yeah, that's funny. But I honestly had no idea that was even a thing. So
did you give your family a call after that? Or who was the first person you told?
I think it's probably my dad. Mm-hmm. I think, probably my dad. He's the hockey dad of all. So usually go to him, and then my mom called me and stuff. So that was good. I had a couple calls there from family members, and it was nice to have.
Were they able to come watch you at all this year?
Yeah, they came to quite a bit. They came down 5 or 6 times. I think they came like early. They came to Michigan, St. Thomas, BU, BC, Maine. So they were there quite a bit, and it was nice. My dad travels all the time for hockey. That's his number one thing for traveling for him. If I have a game, he'll be there. So yeah, he comes all the time, and it's nice to always have someone there to talk to after. And yeah.
That's awesome. And you also got to take part in the NCAA tournament, of course, falling in that first round to Quinnipiac. But what was that experience like?
Yeah, it was cool. I've never experienced anything or played like anything like that. So that was cool. Obviously didn't get the result we wanted, but I mean, it was cool. It was nice to fly down and play at Sioux Falls, such a nice rink, and have the guys ready for that. And yeah, like I said, obviously the outcome wasn't the best, but obviously different with a one game knockout there. So that's kind of a different thing on that. But yeah, it was super cool.
Do you feel like that kind of transitioned you well into now going to the Gulls and playing even a higher pace of hockey?
Yeah, I think the one thing about college is you don't really get any teams off night, which is good. Like there's not many games, so everyone's kind of going when they're going, and you don't really have a chance to give up any games because every game's worth so much. So I think that's going to be a big thing coming here. I think that'll really help me out in just how aggressive and how high the pace is there. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to going out there and seeing how it is.
You've only gotten just a little bit of time around the team, but got to go to the game last night, be around the coaching staff, some of the players. Where's your comfort level at so far?
Yeah, I would say really high. I mean, the guys are awesome. The coaches are great. I'm terrible with names, so that's probably the number one thing that is going to hold me back on that. But no, the guys are awesome. They've been welcoming everyone, all the staff around. So, I mean, it's been awesome.
Getting to talk with the coaching staff, what's their message to you ahead of your first game with the team?
Yeah, I mean, they try to lay down a tiny bit of system just so you kind of know what's going on in that area. But they just want me to kind of do my thing, play hockey. At the end of the day, it's the same game you've been playing for a while. So might be a little faster and older, but it's the same thing, and just kind of have fun out there. It's my first pro game, so I mean, supposed to enjoy it. So I don't think they're flooding me with too much information. They just kind of want me to go out there and play my game. So it's nice.
When you look back to the beginning of your year at Providence, were you able to get stronger, put on any weight? Was that an emphasis for you in the nutritional side this year?
100%. I think that was a big part of going to college this year, was just being able to work out more, and just with the less games, you kind of get in the gym more and be more focused on other stuff other than just playing games. So that was a big emphasis, obviously eating well and eating lots, because I do need to gain weight still. But yeah, I know, it was awesome. I mean, our trainers there were awesome. We had a nutritionist, Lynn was great. It was kind of an all-in effort there, and they had so many staff that helped out with that. So I definitely put on weight and definitely got a lot stronger. So I was happy.
Do you have a favorite pregame meal? I love to ask that question.
Not really. I get so sick of eating pregame meal. So I'll eat like anything that isn't what normally is in. But like, I guess if I'm maybe just some chicken and rice and broccoli, pretty normal.
Yeah, keep it simple for tomorrow. Roger, yeah. We know that going back to the draft last summer, of course, you had the whole Disneyland experience, and your number at the time, 95. What number are you going to be wearing in San Diego?
I'm wearing number 26. I didn't know about that until I just practiced today. So that's, I think I'm wearing number 26. But yeah, I just found that out. So
okay. So there's no significance behind that one?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll readdress that in the off season. We'll see where you're at there with the number. But as you look ahead to, you know, of course, don't want to look too far ahead, but with this Gulls team in a position for the postseason, How excited are you just to get some more reps under you? I know that's something that GM Pat Verbeek was talking about, wanting, you know, you to have the ability to continue to grow and play more games.
Yeah, I'm just excited to go on a run with these guys, hopefully, and be able to get into the playoffs and do something special there. And obviously, yeah, getting some games in, just because that college schedule is pretty short. So being able to get to hopefully like the 50 game mark would be nice this year, especially only playing 17 games last year would be a good jump for me. So yeah, I mean, I'm excited to come in and do my thing, and hopefully help the team out in any way I can. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much today for joining us, Roger, and best of luck tomorrow in your debut.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.